There we go.
All right, Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We have a 3:30 agenda item. It's fiscal 2026 budget pre-workshop for the commissioner's office. So I think basically pre-workshop has things that are like a workshop, and yet there's discussion that has to happen so we can actually put the presentation together to put on a workshop.
That's right. So, Mr. Chair, hopefully just have a conversation, so the comments will be through the chair. So this is, I asked to have this meeting with the board because I put a draft kind of budget together to be able to put it in the budget for the clerk, because the deadline is Monday, May 12th, and I don't want to submit a budget with numbers without you three seeing it or approving that preemptive, I guess, approach.
Okay.
And then anything you guys want to do in FY26, we can talk through that, but I want to give you a quick little snapshot in your current fiscal year, and this is just the commissioner's budget, to be clear. This is not the county budget. This is just the commissioner's office. And that's the six staff you have within this office, including the three commissioners. So in FY25, your budget was $936,000, or actually is, $492.06. Year to date, we're at $518,286.05. And I've projected forward on the A side, on our salary and savings, we'll probably have come in about $34,000 unspent. On the B side, we're about $25,000 unspent. And holistically, from the whole budget, we should be sitting just shy of $60,000 unspent on fiscal 2025. So we're on target. We've expended 55% of the budget so far. So we're looking good there. And I do track the salary side, just kind of a quick little, that's a big calculator built, but based on paychecks that remain, based on everything we've done, is it looks like our A will only be $2,000. You know what I mentioned, I just said it's gonna be $34,000. At the end of the year, the specialty pay of me doing the CIO, which is $22,300, and then also the specialty pay of the $10,000 for the 911 funds for being the IT technical advisor to the sheriff, that'll be transferred back into the commissioner's budget. Mm-hmm. That's what makes up the $34,000.
Okay.
So we're looking good on the current budget, but really the intent of this meeting is to talk about what we're gonna do in FY26. All right, if you look there on the B column, requested FY26 budget, these are numbers I have filled in from PowerPlan, the clerk pre-populated in the financial software. We still have six full-time staff in the budget. That's the three commissioners, your COO, and then your two administrative staff and deputized clerk. That's gonna remain. There's no new positions being requested, no new part-time being requested. At one point, the commissioner's office had seven PCNs, but that was given up to constituent services for the communication specialist. So the six PCNs are rolling forward. So my first question is there anything you want to change on the staffing side of positions? I feel like we're good.
I'm not aware of a need to change the number.
Okay. So I just kind of left these alone as recommended by the clerk. Now, one thing it might go up is if there's some compensation being considered for the county, that'll be populated in here. Okay. And then, so really that's the only thing that potentially could change on that.
Okay.
Well, with that then, let's kick over to the B budget, and those are the expenses of the operating, to keep the lights on basically and day to day. So here is our GL code list. And it starts with miscellaneous professional services. If you look just to the right of that in the gray, those are the average spends of the actual budget years. So if you go FY24 through FY19, those are an average amount. So when I do budgets, I look at the average spent over the last 5 years and then take that into account on anything projecting forward to as a recommendation. This first one I actually have a question on. This $3,500 in professional services, this has only been in your budget once in FY24, but it was actually spent in 2020. So if you go back and look. $3,000 spent, but it wasn't budgeted for. It just went negative.
And Chairman, if I remember correctly, that was to assist the board with a committee of nine because there was that area of impact dispute, and so the board hired a Givens Pursley to evaluate. So I think that's what that was, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. So I just placed $3,500 there for discussion. That could be used for consultation, appraisals, conflict counsel, professional service as you deem necessary, if you want to keep it there. But before I go much, let's drop. We are under last year's request on the B side. And B and A, if you look in the approved FY25 budget, it was $936,492.06 that I referenced earlier. This request that I put together comes in at $926,484. They were one of our objectives to keep the B budget kind of flat, if not under. Just keep in mind, that's $10,000 under, but if there's a compensation added in the A side, it might throw you to neutral or a little bit higher. But that's going to be across the county.
Say that again. This is, if there's COLA added to that, is what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, if there's anything in consideration for merit or COLA that goes in the A side,
okay,
that would be probably up and beyond that $10,000 setting right now.
Okay.
Just be aware of that. Wouldn't be my much. If you take, I just took a 2%, it's not even a number. I just took a 2% times benefits, it's like $17,000 for your salaries and benefits. So that, in essence, would put you over last year by $7,000.
Okay.
That's kind of the thought behind that. So, so back to my question on this $3,500, do you see a need of putting that in your budget?
Mr. Chairman, if historically it was used for legal counsel for something to do with land use, I don't. And the area of impact stuff, would our own legal be involved in that if we have something come up during the area of impact negotiations, or are we going to have to get somebody else?
That's a really good question. Technically, I would assume that it falls under the PA.
And maybe DSD,
yeah.
One of the two.
And Chairman, I'm just going to interact again, but that was either for Givens Pursley on that, or it was a mediation. We sent something to mediation, and that could have been it too. I guess I'm in favor. It's a low enough dollar amount that, I think we should leave it in.
Yeah. Let's just leave it in for sake of argument at this point. With nobody's gone through redoing all of the areas of impact before. We have the possibility of some other negotiation things on Pond Lane, so I just think we might need some professional services that would be good just to put a placeholder in.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. And just remember, this is a pre-workshop. Ironically, your actually first workshop is first one on deck on Monday. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking at these again. So
okay.
You can think about it. You can correct it on Monday. Sure. Through the process.
Okay.
All right, so now just kind of going down the list, I'd say the next one, cell phone. We could drop that down a little bit. That's $3,500. Traditional spend is $2,500. But I also came into the budget that kind of upped that average a little bit. So we could theoretically drop it to three and probably be fine, because if you look right here in FY25, the $3,500, we've spent $1,567.
Sure, let's do it.
Sounds good.
So we can drop it to three just for now?
Yep.
Advertising, I did drop this one. We've had $18,000 in the commissioner's budget for just publications for newspapers. And looking at the average spend, we're at $15,258. And if you look year to date, we're at $5,293. We haven't actually spent like we have before. So that's down a little bit. So I dropped it to 15.5. I think it's sustainable at that point. Again, just average.
Okay.
I'm in favor.
Sure.
Hopefully someday advertising goes to zero.
All right.
Is working on that.
Yeah.
He hasn't learned to walk on water yet.
Yeah, postage is flatlined. Mills, I kept that the same. That's a $2,000. Typically, that is for the luncheons, the working lunches for DAs and EO meetings. That's the only time we get together. And so it is a working lunch with agenda and substantiated with agenda and the whole nine yards. So that's what that pays for. Tax is the same, parking's the same. Hotel, I brought this down a little bit because there was a hotel expenditure. When I came into the budget, some of those costs came with me. Right now those costs are up in IT in my CIO role. So I dropped that a little bit. Again, your average is 1370, but that kind of fluctuates every year based on IAC conferences and whatnot. Airfare, same thing. I dropped it from 3,500 to 2,000 because of the same circumstance of my cost being in IT.
Okay.
Car rental's the same. Education, I dropped that from 9,500 to 5,000. Again, the conference that I attend through Gartner,
right,
that's the difference.
Right.
And if you look at the notes on this, there is one conference in there for ICMA. I was talking to Steve Rutherford in Ada County. This is the one he goes to. I believe it stands for International City Management Administration. I don't know why it says international, because it's actually domestic. But it's about $2,000 for the full conference. So that's in there if you guys are okay with that. I may or may not attend. I think it's in Austin this year. Then there's extra in there for IAC registrations and conferences. Monica, Jenna, do you guys have anything that you guys want to throw in there for conferences? You're on permanent vacation.
Yeah.
Anything you guys foresee?
Other than Leslie's, occasionally you do some BSU training classes.
That should cover some of those. Those are, how much are those? $300 ish?
Ish, yeah. Some are more expensive than others.
But up that, lower it.
What's the ROI on that?
A lot. Look at the value added I bring, man.
All right. I'll take that as we're going to leave it for now.
Okay.
Association dues, that's been pretty flat. We'll keep that one. Subscriptions, I'm not too sure what we use in subscriptions.
Well, I think that's Chamber of Commerce and newspapers, I think.
Subscriptions would be newspaper. I think association dues would be the Chambers of Commerce.
And I have no idea.
Subscriptions would be newspaper, which we don't.
Over our online.
I guess we have the online, yeah.
We don't no longer get that.
So
actual newspaper.
The average of the last 5 years, you've actually spent $300 of that line.
See, I don't think it's very expensive. I think it's like,
let's just put it down to five.
Well, change it to five.
Do we need to do association dues higher or not if we're trying to hook into the chambers?
Yeah, I want to make sure that we have those dues paid, because it is a good way to find out what's happening in the community, and we get invited on a regular basis.
Let's move the 500 up to make 900 for association dues.
And that's Nampa, Caldwell, and
Middleton?
I think so. And
yeah, based on your trend of spend, I think that's good.
Okay.
Miscellaneous, this is just a catch-all we kind of keep as a placeholder out there for a lot of the budgets. Employee appreciation, I kept that flat. Commissioner Holton, you're the one that wanted in there last year, just if we have an event for the employees. We have a little bit there to use it if we need to.
Okay. So as long as these two are okay with that? Because you could move it up into, you could do half of that back up to miscellaneous if you need to, but.
Your guys' call.
I think either way, the employee appreciation, it's a needed line.
think Commissioner Van Beek, you've used it for plaques for local events like college.
Correct, yep.
Oh, either plaques or appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the $65.94 might actually be your spend.
I think so, yeah.
There you go. All right, we'll just leave it there.
Hospitality events, this was the new one we put in last year. This was the clerk's recommendation. This is to pay the TVP and other events that they are hosting. I do believe the two hosting events, because you notice there's nothing spent out of that this year.
Right.
I think that came out another line item somewhere.
Oh, did it?
Okay. I think they pulled it out of the general and not your budget.
Okay.
So I need to get with Sarah to make sure they're pulling it out of hospitality events.
Okay. Is office supplies enough for $1,000?
I brought it back down. In FY24, you spent $1,500 in office supplies. That's probably because of me. But the average is $750. You could up it if you want to, since you dropped the others.
What do you think?
You don't spend a lot on office supplies.
Even I'm pretty minimal. Bring pens from home with the Seabury at
night. Oh my gosh.
Yes, you can.
I think it's
feel
good.
Like it's okay.
Computer equipment. In FY25, we actually had three computer replacements scheduled, and that was for Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and then Jenin. So we're going to get those replaced. I put the order in with IT. Sorry, Jenin. You got a new computer coming.
Oh, but my current one works fine.
Yeah, he wants to fix it, you know. It's working fine, but we got to fix it.
It's not working.
They're just end of life, so those are coming, which only leaves the only one coming up in 26, and this is IT's recommendation, and that's yours, Commissioner Holton, your all-in-one in your workstation. So that'll come due. So the only thing in that one this year is $1,800. Last year was $10,000. So staying on top of it is the reason, so you can drop it. Office furniture, again, this is a placeholder for 5 chairs at $200. That's been flatlined. It went from 1,200 to 1,000. I just kept it the same.
Okay.
The project that came up, this was a legal request. I got a quote for $9,447 to add more displays in here. That's for this table and for legal over there, so they can see the presentations when they go on the overhead displays. So it's up to you if you want to keep that in there.
I do.
Do we need it?
I think there's been a request several times for people that cannot see. Either they can't see across the room or they're turning around to look.
It'd be for legal's benefit. I got all the stuff on my laptop that I bring up. But sometimes having presentations that some people bring in, like today, that you see and I can't see, it'd be beneficial because I'm getting older. I can't see as good.
Chairman, can I ask a question on the, and it's with our audio system in here. What do you think about this to assist with some of the microphone issues with crowded land use presentations?
Well, if it's ongoing issues to repair what's here, that's IT's budget.
Okay.
This will be considered in the commissioner's budget because we're adding to it, and then it'll fall into IT's budget. But I will tell you, Forte, this is their new name, they're coming out tomorrow during your land use. I know they came out Tuesday, but they're going to come back when it's a full house to keep tweaking. And I'm going to ask about the goosenecks out here.
Oh, okay, good. I'm not sure that tomorrow will be a full house.
I've heard it both directions too. Have you heard anything with tomorrow being full or not full? Or?
Dan indicated that he didn't think it would be.
It went through planning and zoning in 20 minutes, so it may not be the best litmus test.
Oh, well, we could screw that.
I'd say use all the toys in here just to make sure it falters. But they are coming back.
Okay.
We're just going to guess this is a tweak in progress.
Okay. Yeah, well, I appreciate you having them look at.
Captain Padgett can bring some bodies over.
Oh, there you go.
Because chain them to the chairs.
That's what's happening, is because they come in, they being the vendor, they tweak the audio in an empty room or a few people, and then it acts totally different when you have.
Mm-hmm.
house.
Oh, yeah.
The bodies absorb and it just acts different. And they have done some tweaks. I notice it's not breaking right now. But it's there's only six of us in here. So really that is what I've come up with to put in. I wish IT's was this simple. But I didn't want to put these in again without your input. Is there anything else I'm missing from anybody?
Yeah, everything we're forgetting. Not that I know of.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this, and I think it's a good roadmap for going into next year where we know it's going to be a lot of expenses.
Is Rick in charge of any expense if we reconfigure the entry or do anything? We just still don't know for sure on.
Yeah, any remodels that come in to change is going to be on, you're going to get a list, a full list of his capital improvements and remodels through the budget workshop process, and that's in his budget.
Okay. And then will there have to be computers in those rooms that aren't there now?
No. No, we should be good.
Should be good that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the staff, number of staff doesn't change.
Okay.
Thing that you're wanting to do next year?
No.
You join the other chair?
So. It's delightful.
Good. Good.
No coffee bar, no
yeah.
English muffin, automated toaster.
You can't do that too.
You could probably use a new toaster. But
a new toaster, huh?
Probably 10 bucks or something. I'll take up a collection.
I'll pull it out of IT. How's that?
Yeah.
I think I'll get it vented to the outside. That's Rick, though, isn't it?
So really, that's all I needed, so I can put this stuff now in PowerPlan.
Okay.
Appreciate your input, the tweaking, and then I'll fill out the documentation, and you'll see everything on Monday, once right. again.
Sounds good. Thanks for making it look easy.
All righty. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. I would make a motion we adjourn for the day.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank